the experience economy. Work is theater, and every business a stage. By B. Joseph Pine II and James H. Gilmore. Read for you by Eric Conger. Welcome to the experience economy. Commoditized. No company wants that word applied to its goods or services. Merely mentioning commoditization sends shivers down the spines of executives and entrepreneurs alike. Differentiation disappears. Margins fall through the floor, and customers buy solely on the basis of price, price, price. Consider, however, a true commodity, the coffee bean. Companies that harvest coffee or trade it on the futures market receive, at the time of this writing, a little more than a dollar per pound, which translates into 1 or 2 cents a cup. When a manufacturer grinds, packages, and sells those same beans in a grocery store, turning them into a good, the price to a consumer jumps to between 5 and 25 cents a cup, depending on brand and package size. Brew the ground beans in a run-of-the-mill diner, corner coffee shop, or bodega, and that service now sells for 50 cents to a dollar per cup. So, depending on what a business does with it, coffee can be any of three economic offerings: commodity, good, or service, with three distinct ranges of value customers attach to the offering. But wait, serve that same coffee in a five-star restaurant or espresso bar, where the ordering, creation, and consumption of the cup embodies a heightened ambiance or sense of theater, and consumers gladly pay anywhere from $2 to $5 for each cup. Businesses that ascend to this fourth level of value establish a distinctive experience.